to Needham Junction.
Welcome to Brown Bag Culture. This is DJ Brown Bag, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Let's get into it. Happy Hanukkah. Here's Varun.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell your girl to bring the cookies and milk. I lick them and dip. Yeah, this shit is a trip on my ship. Yeah, look, I'm the king in my dojo. It's a bird, it's a plane, but I'm always flying solo. Now I think we both know that you can call me motherfucking samurai. I'ma show you what it's like, even in the dark of the night. Feel this fucking blade in the words that I'm saying. Cutting deep with the syllable, subliminal pain. Yeah, I'm in love with the game. Doubt me now, don't ever try to stop me now. Got lyrical flow, too hard for you to cop me down. Watch me now, don't ever try to knock me out. Cop the clout, don't ever try to mock me now. Cause I'm a motherfucking one-man army, wow. Visual flex like I'm over. Wow. Words coming at you like a tsunami. Feeling like my rhyme is divine. I don't need no sign of the times. Call me a Martian, I don't know how my design is defined. Human can find my flow galactic like I'm Optimus Prime. This should be a crime. And the way I'm kicking MCs to the side, I'm out of my mind. I know one day the stars will align. Cause people be talking, this kid really needs to be signed. I'm on some hash and I'm from cushion, suddenly I can climb. I got the world in the palm of my hands. Everybody now be talking like kid, you about to blow up. Hotel lobbies be shining when the pack about to pull up. Models and martinis when you be lighting up the scene. Yo, that's a product of you working when all them other bitches asleep. What's the point of being gifted if you live like a curse? I'm proud to go with my beats and tropical with my words. Ironic, I'm digging dirt just to possibly find my worth. When I should've looked at the sun, it's comical, I'm disturbed. Methodical with my verses, private just be my earth. I don't mean no flex, but this genius calls for a purge. People be doubting me, guess now the roles are reversed. I'm more into the mains, but I'll get some plaques for dessert. Working on my forest hills, do not disturb. Or running with scars in my backpack that I was given at birth. Yeah, let's race to the Grammys and see who's getting there first. Yeah. Everybody now be talking. About to blow up, hotel lobbies be shining when the pack about to pull up. Models and martinis when you be lighting up the scene. Yo, that's a product of you working when all them other bitches asleep.
Yeah, sleep good.
Grab.
See you later, Garrett.
Choose that name. That's where I got Pringles from. But what about the DK? Well, that was from the movie, because Rush Hour 3, so they use DK as an abbreviation for Drifting. But also Donkey Kong. So I guess I could be Drifting Kringle. Donkey Kong Kringle. Drift Kong Kringle. Anyway, you get the idea. So in my first video, I want to talk about something which is quite important. Why recycling should be illegal. Recycling is converting waste material back into reusable material. That sounds like a good thing, right? For example, some products are better left unrecycled. Glass, the material used to make windows, containers, and other things. The process for recycling glass causes more damage to the environment than making new glass. So what's the point of recycling old glass? Two, paper sludge. When paper is recycled, all the inks, cleaning chemicals, dyes are all filtered into one giant pudding, also known as paper sludge. This giant pudding is then burned at central landfill. You'd think there'd be regulations about that, but there aren't. But there's one loophole. Mixing anything with paper sludge turns it from waste to a product. All they do is sprinkle some sand onto it and then toss it out. you ask me, that defeats the point of recycling. Lastly, recycling is not fast enough to keep up with the waste. Here's some math. The average American drinks 2.5 cans of soda per day. That's a lot. Anyway, so about 778 million cans per day. If 100,000 cans are recycled per minute, there's still 600 million cans short. That's just in one day.
But the third one didn't come out good and I didn't upload it, so I erased the video. And I was out there until like 9 in the morning, so it really hit me now, man. I'm really sick. I was worse off like 3 days ago. I'm getting better now. Like right now I'm literally like sweating and I feel cold, so I'm over here. Look at that Mustang over there. Anyways, so I'm just giving you guys a quick update, and hopefully I get better, and I haven't even been able to go to work. All my kids are sick as well, really sick. Right now I'm taking my daughter to the doctor because she has a really high fever. I've had a fever, a mild case of diarrhea, coughing, sore throat, loss of appetite, lazy feeling, and then after the fever went away, I'm cold with sweating. Imagine how you're really cold and you're sweating at the same time. It don't make no sense to me. So it all started with the real bad cough, I would say Thursday and no on Sunday and Monday. Yeah, Sunday and Monday. And then on Monday, for some odd reason, I couldn't eat my lunch. So here I am, people, just giving you a quick update what's going on with me and my situation here. So I wish you guys the best. Keep me in prayer if you guys can. Things happen for a reason. So I'm going to continue my job search here pretty soon. And went back to work a couple days and the job really stressed me out. So I don't know if that contributed to it as well. So your health is really important, people. Don't take it for granted. Take it from me. God bless you. Jesus loves you. You guys have a good one.
What is going on? It's time to finish off the negative side.
That whole
states.
World of mysticism, dark romantic characters,
is a state
the
that I've grown to know and love
just
over the last year.
Beautiful.
The Mountain State, West Virginia. West Virginia's gotten a bad rap over the years. They have problems, just like all other states.
Things
their problems
say,
tend to
you know,
become punchlines more often than other
say,
states.
Oh,
just
that guy's
this
not
year,
a real cholo.
Real
cholo's been
slapped
the shit out of
and
him.
Her weather girl
and it's
got into a fist fight over a man
like one of
at Charleston's only local
respected
gay bar. One of them was
gang
sent
members
to the
in my community, you know, in my neighborhood.
Skull.
I don't fit in her norm, you know. I don't fit with the goth kids. it throw down. Because I'm
now,
a Cholo.
I wasn't
so
going to do a video about West Virginia.
Cholos,
I have friends there that
Cholo,
really
I'm
care about the state.
I don't really
give
a fuck. I'm here living my life,
a lot of
doing my thing,
like
and
my
nothing's
going to
change.
That's why I wasn't
people
going.
Do test
I mean,
me on a regular basis. But like I say in my song from Dr. God, I never ran when they tested
that I wasn't going to do West Virginia videos. I thought I'd better. West Virginia is right here. It's ranked 41st in size and 38th in population and was admitted into the Union on June 20th, 1863, making it the 35th state. They're also home to the best local community radio station in the country, WTSQ in Charleston.
Everything that I
if you're
hear
thinking
from
about moving to West Virginia so you can be closer to
artwork,
WTSQ,
they're
you should watch
sequels,
my
they're like
10 reasons amulets. Not to move to
I
West Virginia.
I create these paintings and I make this music to protect
number
me
10,
from those who wish
when
me harm.
Your pets,
so my music is telling people,
them,
hey,
shelter them,
keep
them,
an arm
but
distance.
When it turns into
because
heavy petting,
I will
officially got
harm
a weird.
You if you wish me harm.
In West Virginia, it's fine. I found it hard to believe that bestiality is legal in this state. And the laws against it look up. No state state is a crime. Not West Virginia. They figure whatever a man, a woman, a llama want to do, a barn, to two midget strippers, isn't the government's business. This one did catch me off guard. I was a little bothered. I just assumed that this was a serious crime everywhere on the planet except for maybe Greece. I was so naive.
Music was all I had, you know. I was
number
listening
nine.
To, you know,
Yeager.
New Order,
Charles Elwood,
the Pet
Chuck
Shop
Yeager,
Boys,
former
you
United
know,
States Air Force
Lords
officer,
of the New
flying
Church,
ace and
obviously
record setting
Bauhaus,
test
you know, I
in
love Bauhaus,
he became the
Peter
first pilot
Murphy.
Confirmed to have
music
exceeded
was always
the
speed what I wanted to do, but,
this
you know,
man
I was
to
living
the
in a Chicano
and
neighborhood,
fear.
And we
in
didn't
honor,
have
Charleston, West Virginia, in 1985, Mander Airport.
Was born in
if you ever fly into Charleston, you'll see why you have to have Chuck Yeager balls to land here. If you live in Charleston, you know this already, and if you have relatives that are nervous flyers, tell them to take a Valium before
that time
they land and possibly bring some adult diapers. This airport is short and it's on top of a mountain. It's kind of scary.
You know,
I landed there this
I'm
last summer
gang,
and I swear
and
I thought
kid,
airbags
know?
Were going to pop out of the seat in front of me when they hit the brakes
know,
in this airstrip.
Mexican
it was harsh.
Kids grew up in the
now,
barrio,
over the years, they've had a handful of planes skid off the runway. Most recently, a UPS cargo plane, obviously, I think that's all the cargo planes, went off the runway and into the woods and killed two on board. This airport is not for the faint of
part of it, you know, but like didn't have an identity.
Number eight,
I mean, a lot of
coming
people
out.
Sending these beautiful
one of the biggest problems
saying,
with moving to West Virginia is telling
if
your family. Most people will tilt their heads to the
like
right, look at you for a second, and say why
you know?
When you tell them.
We are pioneering.
Kind of feels like
movement.
You're coming out to your parents. This is because of the reputation West Virginia has acquired over the last century or so. The thing is, that's it. It's just a reputation. West Virginia is not half as bad as the stories you'll hear. I mean, it's not like it's Mississippi, right? These are good people that in a lot
when
of cases just want
to
live a simple
Park,
life. There's nothing wrong with that.
When
you shouldn't
I was
judge
13
them.
Years old.
I mean, every religious and philosophy book out there has warnings
one
about judging
was
people.
To make,
and yes, I'm aware that sounds strange
family,
coming from a guy
myself,
whose channel pretty much judges things.
Because back then,
but,
if you weren't from a gang, it was really hard for
number
you to
seven,
live in a
poverty. West Virginia has their
you know,
fair share of people living below the poverty line. Actually, I think they have a couple states' fair share. West Virginia is one of the poorest states in the country.
And,
there's about 1.8 million residents with median income below $36,000
you know,
a year, which
really
makes the state the third poorest,
other
right behind Arkansas and Mississippi. Now, recently, things have been looking up, and they're hoping to pass New Mexico soon. Let's hope. But hey, at least they do lead the country, and
people
stomp to death by unwilling bovines. So that's something.
I fought to be who I
number
am.
Six,
I fought
roads.
For my
West Virginia
individuality.
Roads
the you know, they want
to
make sure that I'm down
dangerous.
Because
I mean,
of the way
be
that I dress.
This is the mountain
because
state.
Of the way
they
that I carry
so
myself.
Many potholes
sometimes
on their
I want to
roads.
Lipstick,
you think you're living in
war-torn
Syria.
I do,
make sure you buy tires with guarantees.
I've been stabbed.
You're
going to
be blown out a lot of tires,
people,
I promise
people
you.
People have stabbed me, and I've been spit on by people just walking.
Number five, the school system.
You know,
the education system in West Virginia is pretty strange for a couple reasons. One, the mountain state is seen as having the fifth worst school system in the country. But it also has the third best graduation rate, almost 90% in 2017. It's quite strange. It's like two opposite ends of the spectrum. Just this year, the state even went as far as lowering the graduation requirements. Okay, so now 90% graduation rate, you're one of the best in the country, and you want to make it easier for kids? You're doing something right. Why make it easier? Why would the state lower these requirements? It's almost like they're cooking the books, so to speak.
you don't cross another man. And we're a really old,
weird
old
politicians. As if West Virginia Chicano doesn't get enough
San Diego.
It
you know,
only gets
one
weirder
of the
when you talk
original
about politicians.
San Diego,
I'm not sure
California.
Weirder is actually
we do
weird,
SMGHP,
weird, but I don't
we do
know.
1913, which
I'm
is
only
going to
talk about the more current political situation they have in West Virginia. But they have a long, twisted history of political moves that are just mind-blowing. But more recently, Senator Joe Manchin, he's a West Virginia senator who happened to be the only Democrat to vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh. Now, in one way, this was the proper move. It is said that most of his voters requested this, so he broke ranks and did what his voters wanted to. That's what a politician's supposed to do. Now, the thing is, did he really? His demographic is changing, and it's changing fast. He even had a group of very brave wives, sisters, mothers, and grandmothers try and talk to him at his office. They didn't get to see him, but they did have a brief phone conversation with him. It didn't satisfy anyone. They stayed and eventually were arrested. Now, here's where the dick moves.
Got his back all the way forward, representing the neighborhood.
That's right. Up over the windows to hide the arrest.
Doing his day representing
the people from outside.
He forgot where he came from, so that's good.
The question is this: why?
Rafa,
did you forget all the people inside have these fancy devices called cell phones? No cell phones have cameras, and they connect to the internet. They connect to the internet cloud. I don't know what it is. I keep hearing about cloud, but I have no idea what it is. Well, I can explain it to you, but I just don't know. Number 3. Don Blankenship. Don Blankenship is a West Virginia coal business executive who ran for the U.S. Senate. Technically, he's still running.
To try to make
he lost his primary and decided instead of accepting loss, he
just
switched
just
parties. This dude just doesn't
just
know when it's over.
Different.
This year,
prayers
he made
really
a commercial in which he bashes the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, calling him a swamp captain and accusing
just
him of creating
the love
jobs
that we
for,
have
and I quote,
each other
China people instead of West Virginia
the
people.
Medium that is
because
prayers.
The leader's wife is Asian, this seemed a little harsh. He also has accused her of being a China person.
And that
she's
I'm
from
careful.
Taiwan. If you ever want to have a good time, watch some of Mr. Blankenship's interviews
violence
and commercials.
Violence is part of life, man.
They
America
just
feeds
weird.
It to our children everywhere
like
in our music and the fucking
kid
video games.
Interrogated
it's
about
not going
what
away,
happened
man.
To his homework.
It's part of our DNA. That's what we represent. Prayers represent violence. Represents vulnerability.
While doing so,
represents
Mitch has
pushing back.
Back to
it represents breaking stereotypes. We talk about the other side of violence, you know, the aftermath, you know, the side where people are hurt and, you know, are confused and are heartbroken by it. We talk about the heartbreak behind violence.
Oh, did I tell you? He was in jail for a year because of a mine accident. They had so many ignored safety issues that they decided to put the guy in jail for a year because of some of the employees got killed.
I am here, host.
Number 2, jobs and unemployment. West Virginia has one of the worst unemployment rates in the country at 5.3%. They are ranked 49th in the country. The thing is, they're a major coal mining state. In some areas, that was 95% of the jobs. Coal isn't as in high demand as it used to be, so mines have been closing all over the state for years. And it's been bad. Normally, I'd have some joke or some weird story here, but it's just too bad. I hate it when things like this happen. I hate it when plants close, mines close, things like that. Devastate communities
so,
and families,
anyways, guys,
especially with mining. A majority of those people that work at a mine don't know anything else. That's all they've ever done. And even if they did have some other skill, they'd have to leave their community to find a job. It's too bad. That's one thing about West Virginia. If you're moving there, make sure you have a job.
That is an average service.
And number 1, it's rural. West Virginia is extremely rural. Charleston is the largest city, and it only has about 50,000 residents. It's not a big city. Most of the population.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the Daybreak Show. My name is George Bruno, also known as the Sultan in the hair industry. We're going to go over some Twitter feed. Today's coffee is Ethiopian by Sam's Choice. Actually, I got it at Walmart. And I'm going to do a video on it real soon about all the coffees that Sam's Choice offers and why my favorite is Ethiopian.
I'm running late. I'm just stopping
and
by.
And I've had them all. I buy
things.
Them.
And I wanted to try to return the
I believe there's five different types.
My husband says he switched
and
brands
I
a long time ago.
And I usually buy five of them.
Anyhow,
all
I hope
five.
I can get
and
in
then
and
I
out
cycle through them and keeps
hassle.
My coffee boredom
well, let's
at
check
bay.
The circular, see what's on sale.
I'm sorry, it's 5:19 in the morning. I should have been out here about 19 minutes earlier. I like actually pressing record at 5 a.m. One of the best things you can do for yourself is get up an hour earlier. You'll get more work done, or at least when you do start work, you'll be mentally in tune. It'll be good for you. Try getting up an hour earlier. I wake up naturally at about 4:30. Literally, my body wakes me up at 4:30 every day. I try to get to bed super early so I can get a lot of sleep. Sleep is super important.
If you come back tomorrow, I'm sure somebody will refill
for healing, mentally, physically.
I'm just covering for
somebody. I wake up naturally at 4:30. Usually it's just
a half an hour.
Have to pee. But that's not unusual.
No, I guess it'll just have to wait till next time.
I learned over the years that when I go back to bed, my sleep isn't the best. You know, from 4:30 to 6:30, those last 2 hours. It's not a deep sleep.
I didn't get much service.
It's a waste of time. It's pure avoidance of the day. Let's get real. It's day avoidance. Especially on a Monday morning.
Oh, great.
So when I get up at 4:30, I get up. I'm up and I'm out of bed. And I don't make my bed at 4:30 in the morning. I'm sorry, Dr. Peterson. I do not make my bed at 4:30 in the morning.
What?
I make it when I go back upstairs
a little
bit later.
I'd like a pound of that baked ham you have on special.
Home again. I like to be here when I can. When I come home cold and tired, it's good to warm my bones beside the fire. I wonder if Martin Luther ever missed conducting Mass. It's not like he went to full Protestant mode immediately. Interesting thought, right? Like me for who I am. Nope. No, I won't. Do something about yourself. One of the best things you can do for yourself is to stop rewarding bad behavior. Behavior modification principle number one, behavior that gets rewarded gets repeated. So stop rewarding people's bad behavior right now. Stop it. I asked women a question, I did a poll.
No, I just have these three.
About beards. What length beard do you like best on a man? 51% said rough scruff. So like a 3 to 5 day scruff. 30% said short, like mine right now. 8% said medium, like a shirt collar.
Tap water in California is very good.
11% said long to the chest and below.
All these brands, but yes, just
you can extract.
Fiji.
And that's after just 1 day of a poll that I put on Twitter. You can extract what you want out of that.
I really think if you like this water, you go for this water.
If you go to tobaccopipes.com, if you are a pipe smoker or interested in buying anything for a pipe smoker, if you go to tobaccopipes.com and you use the promo code SULTAN, you'll get a free gift when you're ordering. It's a company by men for men.
As customers, we vote with our wallets.
Someone just told me to hang in there and keep fighting the food fight.
It's a lot of money, but it's...
I think he meant keep fighting the good fight.
You know, really well spent.
If they don't care about us...
But I'm always up for a good food fight.
We're going to take our shopping somewhere.
And then I notice that the F is right next to the G.
Greetings.
On the QWERTY keyboard.
Jedi Knight.
Be careful. One letter can change the meaning of a text,
message to black people,
or an email,
wheat
or
is not
post.
A food, so
one
why
letter.
Did man begin eating? Wheat is not a food. Why do I say wheat is not a food?
I have spent one-third of my life in a pew with a hymnal in my hand,
99.9%
one-third on a bar stool with a drink in my hand,
suggest that wheat is
and
not
another third of my life
why do
at my
I define
desk
wheat as a non-food? Simple. The criteria that I have for food,
the last one has been
simply
the most fulfilling
this.
And has
you should
made
be able to
the
consume
most
raw and not
and
die. Okay, it's very simple. You should be able to consume it raw without dying. And I mean that you should be able to consume it over and over on a daily basis.
You got a letter from
so yes, we could consume some weed. A
letter from the father
here and
there,
raw, without dying, but if we try to eat it the way like a cow or a goat would do, you know, as a meal, we would definitely die. We would have a problem. We couldn't even do it for ourselves. And if we forced to do it, then we would suffer some
ill. 28% said
so we have the processed weed. It is highly
so it
processed.
Looks like
right?
A Virginia,
we have to grind it because weed is basically so like a type of grass. So we can't eat grass. So we have to grind
one
it. You know, we have to make it.
Early
we have
guy
to process
myself.
It so that we make it into a grain, into a powder, right? And then when we make this powder, this flour, we still cannot eat it.
So, okay.
So at that point, it's still not a food because I would challenge you to go to your cupboard, you know, take out
regarding
some flour, begin eating it and see what that would do to you.
If that dude
that would actually
swift justice,
kill you if you ate like a half a pound of it,
then you know who to blame. Let's just watch his defense team bomb it up
sick,
all the classes.
You continue to do it, you would die from it. You know,
well, he was on drugs, he had bad childhood, he was on antidepressants.
So then
that part of the trial
we take it to a second process
for someone who kills a whole
again,
bunch of
we
people.
Add, you know, seasonings, we add, you know, we definitely
here's
add
the circumstance.
So we're going to bake it, we're going to fry it, we're going to do something else.
It needs to be put down like a fucking
you know,
dog.
Agree for the body to be able to say, all right, well, I can deal
zero
with this, right?
Mercy
so
if
this is what we're doing.
People.
We're making, we're
zero.
Using something on a daily
nine.
Basis. Now, we're not
zip.
Doing it like
I'm not paying
in ancient
for you to
times
be in prison for the rest
took a long
of your life.
Time to make a loaf of bread and, it was,
and I know this
you know,
splits a lot of people.
Some of the
right
proteins and stuff was broken down in it.
You walk
the body
into a church, a synagogue, and you start
also
firing because of your hate.
Such a large amount
as
of
soon
it
as
was
we
eaten every day and was
process,
happening
and
in such large
trial.
Portions. So
to be fair.
Now that we're doing that, we're having more of it, and it's also hybridized.
There
needs
to be the death
penalty. Manipulate
and
the,
I suppose
the genes of these plants. You know,
no lethal
injection. Modified them
fire
into a whole new breed of, you know, organisms, right? So we're dealing with a lot of things here.
Many of the victims were over age 70.
Kind of
that means
now,
they lived through the time
if
of Hitler
food
and the Holocaust.
Is defined as what you
it came to America
without processing.
Greetings,
like,
this is your brother, Danger Rim.
Right?
A straight shooter.
And all other
give
animals not using fire.
Give
it
to
you. If you use fire to process it,
so
about women, it is not really a
food.
And when we understand that we can eat a lot of things,
there.
You can take in some cinnamon and all small.
Well, it's not the
and
weird.
If you were
a
man, what 10 ounces of cinnamon, some women are not that because cinnamon is not good.
Some women are
not that we use the spice and we have to use it sparingly, right? So understanding that food
when
is what some women raw. It's what you're meant to
be
raw.
Some
of
your
type is going to eat a gazelle raw and it doesn't get sick.
But they do not want
and we can entirely
chuck
it off with what a man is.
Super important. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This is brown bag culture. Let's get back into it.
Sick from it, that's really truly food, then why would man begin to eat something that was not food to begin with? Very simple. We
the political
came
signs
into
on
catastrophe.
Lawns and
you know,
clutter
had,
in street intersections
well,
really changed my mind on who I should vote for.
You know, whether it be drought,
no
people being
ever.
Displaced, war, famine, different things happening in the environment
I'll
around us.
Go back to
you know, there's not enough
married,
rain and places turning into deserts
or
over hundreds and thousands of years and so on. People have been to flee because
when
of
I go back
war
to church,
and then we have the other thing which is growth in population. So we went from small tribes and villages into big towns and big cities. And so now we have to feed a whole lot of people. So we create a really of an unnatural situation that we had to adjust to. We have all these people, so we now have to mass produce something. You know, we have to get something that's going to be what you call like a everyday stationary or a, you know, I forget the name is slipping my mind right now, but you know, a staple. We needed a staple food, you know, kind of like how we use potatoes. So this is why we started doing these things. And it's very simple. It's common sense when you think about it, because we human beings are looking for things that are relatively easy, simple to do. We're not looking to go extra work, so we wouldn't just naturally go see a plant like wheat and just say, okay, let's go mess with that, let's grind that up and see if we can make something called bread. Why would we do that? We would be eating what was growing around us naturally, and even if we ate something that we needed to use fire with, we would go for a type of root or something. We wouldn't be grinding things and baking bread and all that. We did that out of necessity for survival, just like some people will resort to cannibalism if their life depends on it.
It
came about because of a necessity, a matter of life and death. And we continue to do it once we knew how to do it. And this is why we are now affected by all these cases of celiac disease, why all these gluten-free products are on the market now. Because people's genetics are being affected by this foreign agent that we're putting in mass
basically amounts. As a single man you're viewed as a predator of wives,
especially in a time where in big cities
epiphanized women,
you know,
who had come to Jesus moment,
so this is why I want you to reconsider again that wheat
and they don't
want
to get right
wheat
with God
is toxic to
God
your body,
forbid a single man like
see
you
more and more problems come from
enter their
this
their
is your brother
danger and drag
them some feedback how you feel about wheat, if you've been affected by it or not. You know, and maybe a dialogue. All right, message to black people, love and us.
That's why you need fellowship somewhere else. You need to get it from somewhere else. And you can serve them.
Show me who I am.
You can have great beer and hit the gym daily, but still be as pathetic, wheat, beta, male, a male feminist.
Yo, what is up, guys? It is Montel Fish from Baltimore Hotel, and I'm really glad give you guys this video today on how to break pornography addiction
and those
in
that
Jesus' name. Now, first off, I just want
to
let you guys know this is all from the heart. These are my notes. They're just the scriptures, and the reason I did that is because someone says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so I just want to give you guys the complete real way on how Jesus broke my pornography addiction. And it's just supernatural, super real. So first off, I want to address the fact, this is like number point one. I want to address the fact that watching pornography and masturbation is a sin. Jesus says that if a man look after a woman with his eyes and lust on her, then he has committed adultery in his heart. So we see here that thinking about sex, fantasizing about sex, is completely a sin. So of course, pleasuring yourself is a sin. Masturbation is a sin. Watching pornography is a sin. No, don't try to justify it. I remember I went through a little phase of my life where I was like Googling, you know, is pornography really a sin? You know, I mean, what if I don't watch pornography and I just fantasize? You know, is it really that bad? And every time it would just end up in conviction. And I remember even there were sites that were saying, yeah, man, it's okay, and just stay away from that because that's a complete lie. And it's the enemy. Thankfully, God didn't let me see too many of those sites that said, yeah, go ahead. He was giving me that straight truth.
You're not going to hear me talk.
Because I kind of wanted, the straight truth. I was a new believer and I wanted to know God more, but I kind of still wanted to sin. Besides the point, pornography is a sin. Masturbation is a sin. Now that we have that, I want you guys to really realize that Romans 10:13 says, those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. A lot of the problems with believers are so whenever they get drawn in by pornography or temptation, they just fall right into it. But you guys don't realize that you guys have an escape in Jesus. You guys have an escape through Jesus. He literally, he says, those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I remember there were times when I would see something, I was scrolling on Instagram. You know that explore page. If you've been on Instagram and you've been on that explore page and you've looked at bad pictures and stuff, you know it's going to pop up. So that's on powerful. Instagram, explore page,
even if people
you don't just
you
get caught up in the picture. You that's step back. Is. There's Holy Spirit that's saying, no,
you
this
feel
is
like
wrong.
The only one in
and
the
guess
world,
what? You can listen to the Holy Spirit.
Day,
that is God. And you
says,
can say no.
You, man.
And Jesus, like, I would literally scream. I would be like, powerful. Jesus, help! Help me! Because, Lord, I cannot do this. And I would encourage myself. I would be like, God, I thank you that you have so much more planned for me. I thank you that you just want to do so much in my life. And that this little thing, this little temporary temptation would never take me down. And I do that even till this day because I still get tempted, not as crazy as much with pornography, but different things. As you go on your walk, you will have more temptation.
There's women.
Just realize that pornography is just, it's a huge stepping stone. And every time you resist, you get stronger. And that's the beautiful thing about walking with God. You grow stronger in
head.
Him, and you
there's
grow
women.
More dependent on Him, and you learn
you're
how to call upon
find
His
a better
name.
Quality
so that's
woman
kind of the second thing.
One place
calling upon the name of the Lord,
place.
It's a beautiful
there's
thing, man, because it's beautiful. The power, and there really is power in the name of Jesus. We sing a bunch
of
songs,
women
but trust
in
me,
all
try it out for yourself. Some of you are
going
to get tempted tonight, maybe right after this
you're
video. Try it out for yourself.
Or
just
a better
whenever
woman
you see
yoga,
something on Instagram, whenever you
happen.
See something on Twitter, whenever you, whenever
every,
anything,
like
whenever a thought
women.
Comes in, call every. Upon the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid. And also, I really want
to
bring this.
There's a lot of ways that a man can be unequally
James 5:16
a woman.
Says, confess your faults
issue,
one to another. Pray for one another that ye might be healed.
Scripture.
This is very important. Because the devil always gets you in a small box where you can't tell anyone anything. That's not good. That's prideful when you're in that place where you don't want to tell anyone. And it's also fear.
Someone said,
Bible says, confess your faults. Confess your faults. You might not have to do it to the whole church. I'll be honest. I did it at a Bible study.
Insignificant.
Older ladies, there were older men, there were younger men. I was just like, God, I
want
to grow closer to you. If this is what it takes, I'm doing it. And so I was just like, after the Bible study, he was like, yeah, does anyone have any questions? I was like, hey, I'm dealing with lust. The pornography is getting me. I need prayer. Please, somebody come and pray for me because I just don't know.
Mid-tech,
all right,
men go
and they and sure
way.
Enough, I got prayer.
It's a nice and necessary
and sure enough,
place
God
to visit on
breaking
occasion,
that as
but
I was
you
just following the scriptures. As I was calling upon his name, as I was not
like
looking at women after lust after them, to lust after them, as I was confessing
fail.
My faults, God was just breaking
well,
that stuff,
I'm
man.
Tired
I was
of
loving
women. I'm sick of
now
that
I'm
shit.
Just free from that stuff, man. And God,
you stop
he just gives me so much strength because
when
you
fell,
as you
at
grow,
2 years
like
old,
I said,
no,
as
you
grow
back up
in staying away from pornography, you get stronger. Like you like really
up.
See that the enemy has
like
no
said,
power over
you.
Like you really do have
cool.
Like
place to visit.
What is that
Bible
verse? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Are successful
also,
because they aim high.
This is just a side
every,
claim, but this
every
is just like
area
a side, a few notes
and
on the side.
Calculated risks.
If you do fall into
risk.
Sin,
you're going to ask 10 women out, one
do
might say
not stay
yes.
there. Repent. Say, God,
you're
forgive
afraid
me.
Of those
forgive
nine
me for
that are
doing something
no.
that I know as a son of God is not my
men,
calling. God is not so
ladies,
much
man.
Even mad at
I
the sin, but where your heart is. He doesn't want you to remain in that sin. He
it's
doesn't want you to remain in that condemnation saying, man, how did that happen
man.
Again? Man, I'm
be a man
I'm
of
fake,
the people.
Man. God, I'm a man.
Be a man
all, this,
people
all this stuff.
Be around,
what God really wants you to do is just say, Father,
women will be
I've sinned against
you automatically.
I'm forgive me, Lord. I've done wrong against
when you. Become the kind of man
now I just come to you, Father, and I just pray that you show me who I am, oh God. And I thank you for your grace that the next
singles
time this
groups.
Temptation comes,
well,
I will follow what
you.
Your word
I
says. I won't
one,
just crumble at the whisper of the enemy. But I will come to you, Father.
I call them
just saying, Jesus, I am so weak.
One of them. Again,
you have some women
better.
Out there. Who have been hurt by men several times. And so they are now on a streak of finding that same type of man.
Whatever.
They're constantly
the biker
looking
bar,
for failure. So many women are looking women for failure. They're doing this on a non-conscious level. They've internalized it. And now they go seeking to confirm
greet me with a
that
hug.
All men are dogs.
I like that.
To confirm the idea that
the
there is
I
no
woman, the
man out there. Yeah.
So I say
so
pursue
to be aware
excellence.
That some women are not
guys,
looking for a man, and
pursue
that you,
excellence,
being a man,
every
not be with a woman
single,
who's not looking for
every
a man.
Social
though she may say she's looking for a man,
you say
you have to see the
when
signs.
When you pursue excellence in your life,
when
today,
a woman in fact
here
is looking
morning,
for
I'm
something
hit the gym.
Of an alternative,
I'm going to be
in the
lifting
form
weights,
of what you
making the body harder,
yeah.
Not bigger.
Some women. Are going out there and they're looking for baby daddy. Some women are looking for a sugar daddy.
Every social gathering,
some women are looking for a baby boy or a son.
Keep that in mind.
Some women are looking for.
I'm at the
what
point with my daily emails.
Some women are looking for
all, and then I uncheck the ones that I want to read.
Yeah, a youngster.
Delete.
Some women
else.
Are looking
push
for a
gone.
Failure.
I don't go through
some
it.
Women
that's one technique that
are looking
so much
for
action
a homosexual
fear.
Or a bisexual. Yeah.
Massive action.
Some women are looking for sperm donors. I wrote a little list for the sake
wishing
of being
and hoping
concise.
Is not a strategy.
Some women are looking for a sissy. Somebody to dominate.
Put yourself where high
yeah.
value women.
Some women are only in it for financial gain.
You are a
some women
man.
Are looking for a sexual toy.
The more social
yeah.
media a
and
woman
as
is,
a man,
the less true value
in your appearance.
Unless
you're
she makes
easy,
a living on social media.
Easily you will fit this criteria.
So forth to be out there.
Because
but the average
many women
woman
are looking for what appears to be a man.
The average
yes.
Instagram model.
You have some women
so
who
speak,
want you only for what you have
your
in your
time.
Pocket.
If you get
but they don't want you
her,
for anything
still
else.
Taking selfies
so therefore
while
when
you're
it comes to something
her,
like being intimate, having
it,
sex,
with dog ears,
it might not be so great for you, or they will treat you as though they're doing you a favor because they're not
how
that
to find
much
a woman
physically attracted to you, and they might have somebody else
time.
On the side.
It's a number.
Or if they don't have somebody
one.
Else on the side, they're not with you because they're physically,
are,
emotionally, mentally attracted to you. They're attracted to you because of your finances.
Two, pursue
so they're with you for your money.
And not women.
Yeah, and so when
create
it comes time to be intimate or to give,
and three,
be
make
a man
yourself
and
unforgettable.
Certain
aesthetic,
rules or regulations
see,
or
body,
be having some
clothes,
input into the relationship.
Yourself.
You don't get
make
the respect that you deserve.
Unforgettable.
We live in a time now where some women are looking for a baby daddy. They're quite content that they will find somebody who is not going to be with them permanently. That once she has a child, they're probably going to break up.
Oh, crap.
And he's going to go one way and she's going to go to child support and he's going to be the baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? They already saw that with their mom. They see that with their friends. And
the
they've decided they I might have even done rising. It already. They might have one, two,
but
three baby daddies already. And so they're looking for another baby daddy. And what they will do is they will sabotage the relationship to make sure
that, we're only in black
that
and
this
white.
Actually happens.
Self-fulfilling
prophecy.
Have like
they will
shows,
sabotage the relationship
which means that
to
it was
prove
everything
themselves correct
1970.
That you are in fact
sitcoms,
just going to be
movies,
a baby
variety
daddy.
Shows.
Yeah. Some
no
women
news.
Are looking for sons. They want to raise
after
another
week,
son. They
I
want a baby boy.
I
and when you exert or assert your authority as a man,
no news,
when you stand up and be a man, there's going to be a problem. Because some women damn near want to dress you and put
week,
tell you what clothes to wear before you leave the house. And I'm saying some women want to really treat you as a child. And when you reject that notion, it will become a problem because they see you as a child and that is what they're trying to do, and perhaps they saw that their mother treated her husband as such
Saturday
that
night.
She had a child.
If you are tweeting tonight,
you know
one
saying?
Thing is for sure,
so
you
must be able to be aware of these things, because if you're not aware,
all
you're in a situation or a relationship that is truly doomed.
On Twitter on a Saturday
you
night.
You have some
there's
women out here that just want you for sex.
About that.
They've basically adapted the mode of what many men have adapted in society.
On a Saturday
that
night,
men,
while you're on a
women
date,
can do whatever men
turn that damn so now phone they will off. Take on relationships
simply
you use you box of
for sexual exploits.
If you're female, yeah. You got a box
so
of
they're not interested in as to who you are. And the moment you begin to show them who you are, they will become a problem because you're not really respectful for who you are. You're simply a physical thing, a toy. Yeah, this is how some women feel. Some women want sissies. They want somebody who they can dominate.
Mom life,
and there are men out there who like that.
Twitter.
They are quite content to be dominated and to be told what to do because they're looking for a mom.
90% of all marriages.
If you're not that man, well, if you're not that sissy and you are in fact a man, you can see how that will become a problem.
Yep.
You have some women out there who are simply, they're looking for a homosexual or bisexual, you know what I'm saying? They're in it for some type of fetish. They're looking for something to be a girlfriend, someone to go shopping with them and talk gossip.
Think about that.
Yeah. And they might try to make you into such a thing. But if you're a real man, you're not going to go for that, and then there's going to be a problem. And oftentimes you will wonder what is going on. But it's simply that you're being a man. And they're saying that they're looking for a man, but that is untrue. That is untrue. They may be doing it subconsciously.
So when Jerry Chestnut was out, how are things going?
Because they have certain fetishes or they're simply corrupt by the society.
It was a good year.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to be aware as a man what your place is, stand firm and recognize that all women are not women, or they're not looking for
it's
a man, they're not looking for you.
Starts the
and once you discover this, run far away from them.
Prior to marriage, you never heard the word.
I speak of this from experience. I've seen women, I've been with women who were really looking for baby daddies. I've been with women who were looking
whenever I smoke a pipe.
You know what I'm saying? I've been with women who were simply looking for someone.
And with
to
that,
take care of
you. Thank you for watching.
I've been with women who felt as though that it was my place only to provide financial support.
Excited
yeah,
that.
I've been with women who did not feel like a man had any true worth beyond
the
bed,
down below. Please
beyond
subscribe
financial
to this
support.
For regular content,
yeah, basically those two things, supporting them and having sex with them.
And what
so
happens is,
if you're in a relationship
every time
and you cannot seem to find the problem,
out,
I want you to consider that perhaps the problem is the fact that you are
so right
a real
now,
man.
Monday morning.
You know what I'm saying? No, being a
start
real man
week,
does not mean
about
what some of you think it means. I'm not saying
week,
a man is to be a tyrant or a man is somehow better than a woman or he is. He
most
is somehow
saying, oh,
dominate
shit,
this woman. Some of you come with this biblical thing about the woman should submit and all these things. That's not what
how
I'm talking about.
You know,
I'm talking
Monday.
About being in a relationship of equals, intellectual, spiritual, mental
Monday.
Equals. People who truly love one another and respect the balance of the man and
today.
The woman. They both have an equal part to
and
play.
I can get a lot done.
And if you're with a real woman
here
who's
it
looking
is.
For a real man, she will
Gosh.
Already know this
I
and she will know herself and know exactly what she's looking for.
And
when she sees you,
show.
She will recognize you as a real man and you will have
a
harmonious relationship.
Even before
you know what I'm saying?
No,
if you're not
bed.
In that harmonious relationship, I would say it is probably better that you be alone and free yourself so that when
one book that
a real woman comes along looking for a real man that you're available. You know what I'm saying? This is
and
real.
The other one is letters
yeah,
from
we must
father
come
you
back
never had.
To ourselves and understand
Format.
What we're in and do not engage in things that will only lead to
you're
strife and
but
pain and heartache and hatred and resentment.
And I'm actually providing
you know what I'm
service.
Saying? Because somebody has an ulterior motive, or because somebody gives you something else, or because someone is trying to convert you into something, an idea, or some new type of male that is out there now, the bisexual sissy type, the type of male who is the baby boy.
The world is dark and you have no hope. What's going to happen is you're going to pull that letter.
This has been TJ Brownbag. and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Brown Bag Culture. Let's finish it up with some Rudy.